Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Deuteronomy 4, Psalm 86 and 87, Isaiah 32, and Revelations 2. Now, at the time of this recording, it is Memorial Day. It's a day of remembrance, a day where we look to the ones who, for the sake of freedom, took up arms in service for us and our country. I honor their sacrifice today. As a man of God, I can't help but be drawn immediately to Jesus, the ultimate sacrificer who took up arms by way of his perfect life in battle against the enemy of our souls and gave it all for us. All for the sake of our freedom, freedom from the chains of sin and death. We are no longer bound. We are free in Christ. And we remember that as well with great joy and thanksgiving today. So as I come to the text in Revelation 2, we begin to read of Jesus' challenges to the different churches, and there is one that I believe that the Spirit led me to lean into today. As we approach the middle of the year, it's almost June, and as passions that we began the year with, you know, from under the Spirit's direction, may have slowed in momentum, I think there's a needed reminder from God for some of us today. He says in Revelation 2, I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. Jesus here is speaking to the Ephesian church and their leaders, and he's applauding them. He's uplifting their efforts in the faith. You know, I'd love to have it said of me that I withstood evil, that I discerned truth from lies, and with endurance that I patiently wait for God in trouble. I mean, that is a testimony that I would want written on my tombstone, you know? What a celebration to hear from the God with eyes of fire. But Jesus, like the amazing leader he clearly is, not only celebrates what he once repeated, but he holds them accountable for that which needs correcting. So he goes on, he says, but I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. In this moment, Jesus doesn't bring a new commandment. He does nothing more than call them to remember. Remember to a group of devout, fierce warriors in the faith who are about the work of the kingdom. Jesus says, remember the passion you once had. You all know what he's talking about. It's like in many marriages. When you first meet and fall in love, there is an excitement. There's a passionate energy about your interactions. There's a fervor for relational intentionality that seems to sometimes fade in many cases as time goes by. Unless people are diligent about keeping the fire hot, about restoking the flame if it begins to grow cold. Jesus says, remember the love. But not just remember, he says, but do the works. This is what Jesus says of the church in Ephesus. Not that they need to simply feel differently towards Jesus. Instead, it's their actions he's after. He celebrated their works in the kingdom, and now he's correcting some works and calling them to repent, for they have neglected to do that which demonstrates their once hot passion for him. So to us today, on this Memorial Day, as we remember those who, through their love and desire to sacrifice for us, went and did the works demonstrating that, he's telling us to now not only remember our first love, but to now do the works that we once did whilst we had that passion for Jesus that was burning hot in the beginning. Let's get back. I think today, you guys, Jesus' call to us as we round the corner beginning into summer is that we would have a bounce back summer. Think about the places where you've been and now maybe you've fallen off. Think about some of the things that you know God had called you to, but you've kind of walked away. Think about the passionate ways in which you engaged in ministry, in which you were intentional with your friends that were far from Him. Think about some of those things that God called you to, and now you've kind of fallen away. I think today, Jesus wants to be your bounce back. Jesus is saying, do the works that you once did when the love was hot. Let's ask Him for His help today to do just that. Father God, we thank You that You call us to remember, You call us to repent and return to those works of our first love. You, God, are our first love. Would You empower us today? Would You strengthen us today to not only stir up our minds to recall the memory of that love, but to live out the actions of that love? It's only in You and Your Spirit that we can do it. And we thank You in advance that You empower us to it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is another episode of the Five by the Fire podcast. We are at episode 151 and we're getting it done. Go on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Make sure that you hit me up at Armand at unshackled.network.org. If you need prayer, subscribe wherever you listen. Rate, leave reviews, and make sure you share it with folks on your social media, word of mouth, whatever. Let's get the word out there that God has a message for us each and every day in His Word. And I hope to see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.